Welcome to the G-Ray Records Music Network, where beats collide and rhythms come alive, your one-stop destination for the pulse of modern music. Whether you're cruising the city streets or chilling at home, we're here to amp up your vibe with the freshest deep house tracks and exclusive artist interviews. So turn up the volume and let the journey begin. This is your deeper connection to sound.
Digital down, yeah. Digital down, yeah. Digital down, yeah. Digital down, the codes in the breeze. Artificial beats bring the world to its knees. Producers in the lab, they mixing no hands. AI in the booth, spitting heat for the fans. 2025, the game rearranged. AI in the mix, the whole vibe changed. Drum machines got souls, they feeling alive. Robots with rhythm, watch the music survive. 2025, the game rearranged. AI in the mix, the whole vibe changed. Drum machines got souls, they feeling alive. Robots with rhythm, watch the music survive.
Ghostwriters. Hey there, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Music, it's always been this mirror of change. Think about it. From, you know, the warm crackle of vinyl to the endless stream you've got in your pocket now, analog gear to digital perfection, it just keeps evolving.
Absolutely. Never stand still.
And in 2025, the biggest evolution everyone's talking about, the one changing, well, everything, seems to be artificial intelligence.
Yeah, AI isn't some, like, sci-fi concept for the music world anymore. It's here. Like right now, woven into the fabric of the industry.
You're woven in how?
Well, it's changing not just how the music gets made, but, you know, how it gets heard, how artists even get discovered, and what a music career even looks like now.
And that's exactly what we're diving into today. We've pulled together a whole stack of sources for this one. Got some fascinating YouTube explorations, channels like Technology 007, Fuzz Culture, plus some really sharp industry research from G-Ray Records.
Yeah, good stuff in there.
Our mission, really, is pretty simple. Just cut through the hype, you know. Unpack what AI is actually doing in music right now, in 2025. What's it mean for the artists you stream, the producers behind the scenes? And maybe most importantly, what does it mean for you listening?
Right, and it's a deep dive that goes, you know, way beyond just cool new gadgets. This is about the entire ecosystem. And what really jumps out across these sources is this kind of fascinating dual nature. Yeah, AI presented as this incredibly powerful tool, opening up really thrilling new creative paths, but also, you know, as this disruptive force that's raising some genuinely significant questions about human artistry, livelihoods, the works.
Okay, let's try and unpack that complex picture then. Let's start right at the beginning. AI's role in the actual creation process, that blank page, the silent screen.
Yeah.
How's AI getting involved there?
So, okay, imagine you're an artist, right?
Right.
Or a filmmaker, anyone needing original music. AI is now directly composing. We're seeing tools, names like AIVA, Amper Music, Google's Music LM. They can generate not just little loops, but melodies, harmonies, chord progressions, even full instrumental arrangements.
Wow, okay, full arrangements. That feels like a huge leap from just, you know, generating some background noise.
It is a massive leap. These platforms are trained on just absolutely massive data sets of existing music, millions of tracks.
So they learn the patterns.
Exactly. They learn the underlying structures, the sort of emotional language of different genres. Technology 007 gave this great example, a film director using Amper to rapidly generate background scores.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Scores that perfectly fit the emotional tone or like the pace of a scene. It's about speed and it's about tailoring it.
And it sounds like the idea is less about the AI doing it all for you and more about it working with you. Is that right?
Precisely. Yeah. Many people see it as a collaborator, a co-writer, maybe an assistant. The AI can suggest variations, propose lyrical ideas based on your themes, offer rhythmic patterns you might not have thought of. It's like a brainstorming partner that never gets tired.
Huh. a tireless brainstorming partner.
Right, and artists are already leaning into this. Taryn Southern, for instance, released a whole album where AI tools were like deeply involved in the co-production. And Grimes, famously, has been a really vocal supporter of AI in music. She even offered her own voice model for others to use.
Right, I remember that. That brings up this idea of democratizing access, doesn't it? Which Technology 007 highlighted. This AI composition stuff, It makes original tailored scores accessible for, you know, indie creators, content producers, marketers, people who maybe didn't have the budget before.
Yeah, exactly. If you connect this to the bigger picture, it fundamentally lowers the barrier, creating unique sonic identities for, well, visual content, podcasts, games, whatever it might be. It's becoming much more accessible. What used to need a big budget or specific expertise is now, well, easier to get.
Okay, so AI is helping compose the music, but what happens after the notes are down? How's it changing the actual production side? Recording, mixing, mastering.
Right, the studio process, or maybe the non-studio process now. AI is transforming that too. Look at mastering, for example. That crucial final step, making a track sound polished and ready.
Mm-hmm.
Services like LDR, they use AI to automatically master tracks incredibly fast. They analyze the frequency ranges, the dynamics, you know, the lows and softs, the punch, the clarity.
Yeah.
And they apply processing to get a balanced professional sound in, like minutes. You could save hours of really meticulous human work.
Minutes instead of hours. That's a potential game changer, surely, especially for independent artists.
It absolutely is. And in the hands of producers, you know, AI-powered plugins are becoming really common assistants. They can suggest EQ settings that's basically balancing the bass, mids, treble.
Right.
They can identify clashing frequencies in a really complex mix, or even use source separation to, like, pull out specific instruments from an existing track, which is huge for remixes or sampling.
And the voice side of things, that's getting particularly interesting too, isn't it? We've seen virtual artists, but this feels more personal now.
Yes, vocal transformation is a huge frontier. AI voice models can synthesize incredibly realistic singing voices. They can be trained to mimic specific singers, existing singers, or generate entirely new, unique voices.
Like Hatsune Miku way back when.
Well, she was an early kind of distinct example using Vocaloid tech. But modern neural voice synthesis platforms like VoiceMod, they let artists experiment with their own vocal sound in really radical ways.
So almost like a digital mask or a really advanced vocal filter you can just apply.
Exactly, yeah. It allows artists to create these stylized, unique vocal identities or just experiment with different sounds without needing, you know, specific physical requirements or even a traditional recording booth sometimes.
All right, so AI is deep in composing, producing, even shaping the voices we hear. Let's shift gears completely. How is this tech changing how we, the listeners, actually find and experience music?
Ah, okay. Discovery and consumption. Yeah, AI is fundamentally reshaping that too. I mean, we're all familiar with recommendation algorithms, right? Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music.
They know what I want before I do sometimes.
Right. They analyze our listening habits, genre preferences, mood tags, what we skip, what we share, even our social connections.
Yeah.
All to build those personalized playlists. They're getting incredibly sophisticated at predictive modeling. Really good.
So what's next then?
Well, the next step, according to the sources, is AI curating entire listening experiences.
Experiences, like more than just a playlist.
Yeah. Imagine a playlist that isn't static, right?
Right.
But it adapts in real time to your environment. Maybe increasing the energy if your running pace quickens.
Oh, wow.
Or shifting the mood if your, biometrics suggest you're stressed. AI is enabling this level of personalization that goes way beyond just picking the next song.
That is personalization on a whole new level. Jeez. And, okay, flipping to the industry side again. How are the labels, the marketers, how are they leveraging AI?
Well, AI is becoming, frankly, an indispensable tool in music marketing and strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Tools can help predict which songs have the characteristics most likely to go viral on, say, TikTok. Or identify the absolute best time to release a new track to catch a trending wave. They analyze social media data, all that chatter, to inform really targeted promotional campaigns.
So decisions that used to be maybe based on a gut feeling, now they're driven by data. by number.
Precisely. That's a key point. G-Ray Records and Technology 007, they both emphasize this critical shift in A&R that's artist and repertoire. Decisions are moving from being based primarily on, you know, gut instinct to really data-driven decisions.
Give me an example.
Think about it.
Yeah.
A label might consider signing an artist not just because they love their demo, but because an AI model analyzed their online presence, their fan engagement, and predicted really strong market potential or virality. It's changing the very soul, you could say, of artist discovery and investment.
That feels like a massive systemic change for the traditional music business. Huge.
It is. But it's important to remember, G-Ray Records highlights that AI, big as it is, it's just one major piece in a larger puzzle shaping the industry in 2025. There's other significant stuff happening at the same time.
Oh, okay. Tell us more about that context. What else is defining the music landscape right now?
Well, first off, live music. Still absolutely crucial, but it's evolving. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a stronger focus on unique sort of niche events alongside hybrid concerts, virtual concerts.
Right.
Technologies like VR and AR are enhancing these experiences, letting fans connect with artists in more immersive ways, kind of bridging that gap between physical and digital.
So the digital revolution isn't killing live music, it's just changing what live can actually mean.
Seems to be pushing the boundaries, yeah. Pushing how artists and fans interact in that live context. And a massive trend, the breakdown of traditional genres.
Oh yeah, definitely feel that.
We're witnessing incredible genre fluidity and the rapid rise of micro genres. Artists are blending styles fearlessly. And platforms like TikTok have just accelerated the popularity of these really specific sounds.
Totally.
Listeners aren't confined to rigid genre boxes anymore. You know, you're creating playlists, following artists based on mood or aesthetic or some hyper-specific vibe.
Yeah, that makes total sense. You choose music based on how you feel or what you're doing, not just like what bin it came from in a record store back in the day.
Exactly. And artists are increasingly empowered to connect directly with their audience. Direct to fan or D2F. Strategies are just exploding.
A2F.
Direct to fan. Artists using platforms to bypass the traditional middlemen, controlling their own audience data, and monetizing directly. Things like subscriptions, exclusive content, merch.
Ah, got it. Giving artists more control over their careers and their income streams.
Absolutely. And tied into that, visual storytelling is more critical than ever for artists trying to cut through the noise. High-quality music videos, compelling social media imagery, consistent visual branding, it's all essential for building an artist's world and connecting with fans on a deeper level.
And G-Ray Records also mentioned something about authenticity and mental well-being becoming key.
Yes, definitely. There's a real listener demand for authenticity, for music that feels raw, unfiltered. Some sources even referred to this as embracing dirty aesthetics, like valuing imperfection and genuine expression over slick polish.
Interesting. Dirty aesthetic.
Yeah. And within the industry, there's a growing and, frankly, overdue focus on mental health. Artists are openly discussing their struggles, advocating for wellness, and that really resonates deeply with fans.
So when you put AI alongside, immersive live experiences, genre blending, D2F, the visual focus, this push for authenticity, it paints a picture of an industry leaning really heavily into personalization, innovation, and forging deeper connections between artists and fans, maybe, albeit through new channels.
Yeah, I think if you connect all those dots, these concurrent trends really highlight an industry in flux. It's driven by tech, yes, but also maybe returning to a core human need for connection and authentic expression.
That sounds like a potentially exciting future, actually. But as you said right up front, there's that dual nature. So let's pivot. Let's talk about the concerns, because some of these sources, they paint a much less optimistic picture.
Right. This is where the fuzz culture source in particular gets really pointed and raises some serious alarms. It introduces this idea of an AI arms race, referencing how quickly these powerful large language models, LLMs like China's DeepSeek, are entering the market, often at lower costs.
An arms race in AI music.
Well, the fear is that this competition will just massively accelerate the development and deployment of AI in all creative fields, music included, things moving even faster.
And the specific impact they're worried about isn't the superstars.
Not primarily, no. The significant concern highlighted isn't necessarily about, you know, your Taylor Swift's or your Beyonce's. It's about the working musicians, the producers, the engineers, that often invisible technical class behind the music.
Okay.
The fear is what's termed the death of commercial music production.
The death of commercial music production. What does that mean exactly?
It refers to all that music you hear every single day, but might not actively listen to. You know, background scores for commercials, YouTube videos, corporate training stuff, podcasts, channel IDs.
Right, yeah. I hadn't really stopped to think about how much of that commissioned music is just part of the sonic background of our lives. It's everywhere.
It's absolutely everywhere. And it's a crucial income stream for countless skilled professionals. Companies needing that kind of background music, they often require rapid iterations, specific moods, quick revisions.
Yep, quick turnaround.
Exactly. And with generative AI tools, creating variations, tweaking the mood, changing the tempo, it becomes almost instantaneous.
So instead of hiring a human producer or a composer for that gig,
the concern, the real fear, is that companies will increasingly just bypass traditional musicians altogether. Mm-hmm. They might hire music prompt engineers, people skilled at writing the right text prompts for the AI, or simply do this work in-house with existing staff.
Prompt engineers.
Yeah. And the source highlights the vast difference in skill required. Years of training experience for a pro producer versus, you know, learning how to type effective prompts.
Right.
The fear is that this essential back-end work gets dramatically devalued, seen as low-wage, easily automated task, reducing the demand for skilled human composers and producers, unless maybe they're attached to an artist with massive social media reach already.
So potentially eliminating a massive segment of the creative workforce.
Okay.
Just gone.
That's the dystopian fear presented, yeah. And it's linked directly to what the source calls the death of streaming payouts.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, with estimates suggesting anywhere from, get this, 100,000 to maybe even 500,000 AI-generated songs being uploaded daily in the coming years.
Wait, sorry, hang on. 100,000 to 500,000 songs every single day.
Yeah.
Just wrapping my head around that number is difficult.
That's the scale the source is talking about. It's fueled by how quickly platforms like Suno or Udio can generate a full song from just a simple text prompt.
Okay. So the worry is the streaming services just get utterly flooded with this stuff.
Completely flooded, yeah.
And how does that flood affect the money, the payouts?
Well, the streaming royalty pool, the pot of money to be shared out, it isn't getting exponentially bigger.
No, definitely not.
So if platforms are saturated with this just immense volume of AI music, particularly, and this is a key concern raised, if the streaming companies or the major labels themselves start generating and uploading AI music at scale to capture royalties, it just further fragments and shrinks the already tiny slice of income available for human artists. Artists who already earn, you know, fractions of a cent per stream could see their payouts just dwindle even more, making it nearly impossible to actually make a living from streaming.
So the very infrastructure that was built on human creativity could become overwhelmed by machine-generated content, potentially benefiting the platforms and labels, while further squeezing the actual human artists who's probably trained the AI in the first place.
That's precisely the potential negative feedback loop described in the Fuzz Culture source.
Yeah.
It paints a really stark picture. A future with potentially no careers and only stars.
Wow.
Where the entire technical pipeline, the engineers, the session musicians, the producers, is just hollowed out, leaving only the very top tier artists, the ones with massive social media clout, able to command attention and income.
That does raise a really, really important question about where this is all heading. How do we navigate this future then? Is there a path forward that maybe avoids some of these really grim scenarios?
Well, the Fuzz Culture source does touch on what they call a best case scenario.
Okay, what's that look like?
And that involves rapid, thoughtful regulation of AI in creative fields. One possibility discussed is developing really sophisticated detection methods and potentially demonetizing, or at least significantly limiting, works that are identified as being 100% AI generated. They point to platforms like YouTube and Meta already requiring disclosure of AI use in videos as maybe a starting point.
That would require some serious technological leaps in AI detection itself, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It certainly would. Big challenge there. But the more optimistic vision, perhaps, and maybe the one that resonates most with actual musicians, is seeing AI not as a replacement, but as a powerful assistant. Something to enhance human creativity and critical thinking.
Like a tool to make artists better at being, well, themselves.
At being human creators.
Exactly. Yeah. The source uses a great analogy from chess.
Yes.
AI chess engines, right. Deep Blue, Stockfish. They can beat any human player decisively now. No contest. Yet the popularity of chess hasn't declined. It's actually seen a huge resurgence.
That's true, yeah. And AI models are now used extensively for training, helping human players analyze games, identify weaknesses, improve their strategy. it's ultimately raising the level of human play and increasing interest in human versus human matches.
Ah, okay, so the AI makes the game stronger and helps the humans master it, rather than replacing the human players that people actually want to watch compete.
That's the hope for music, yeah.
Yeah.
If AI can help artists break through creative blocks, explore new sonic textures, maybe handle tedious tasks more efficiently, provide new insights, it could ultimately lead to even more innovative and compelling human-created music. This perspective sees AI as a catalyst for human artistry, potentially even increasing interest in the authentic connection of human performance.
It's such a powerful contrast, isn't it? That potential sort of utopian outcome versus the more dystopian visions that, you know, the Terminator or Matrix influences the source mentioned where the tech replaces rather than empowers.
It really highlights the critical moment, the crossroads the industry is facing right now. It feels huge.
Okay, so just to try and recap this incredibly packed deep dive. AI is profoundly integrated, like, into every layer of the music industry in 2025, from composition, production, through to how music is discovered and marketed. It's clearly driving innovation, speed, hyper-personalization.
But critically, it's also sparking really intense debate and raising serious questions about the future viability of careers for many musicians and producers. The fundamental economics of streaming, and I suppose what happens to the perceived value of music itself when content can be generated at scale by machines.
Yeah, the sources offer these two really distinct lenses, don't they? AI is this incredible tool for progress, for democratization, versus AI as a potential threat to livelihoods and the whole human-centric creative ecosystem. It's complex, it's evolving incredibly fast, huge implications.
Which I think, Reitz, is a really important question for you listening right now. As AI generates increasingly sophisticated music, and it personalizes your listening experience with sometimes uncanny accuracy, how will you identify, and maybe more importantly, how will you value those uniquely human elements? You know, the raw emotion, the lived experience, the specific imperfections, the stuff that really resonates with you in music. What does the future hold for that fundamental connection between artist and listener when algorithms play such a massive role?
Listening to the G-Ray Records Music Network. You enjoy